presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Global economy.
January 3, 1059 America, New York. Tesla shares slide after deliveries fall short of Wall Street expectations. Electric carmaker suffers on first day of trading in 2023 as fears mount over slowing demand.
BBC News Business.
January 3, 1004 America, New York. Tom Caron, designer behind 1970s cult classics, dies. Tom Caron helped create some famous children's products from the 1970s as well as the Bond bug car.
Daily FX Market News. January 3, 10 o'clock America, New York. DAX, FTSE positive in first trading session of 2023 while Dow lags. The German DAX and FTSE 100 have entered the year on a positive note while the Dow Jones lagged in the first trading session of the new year.
Marginal Revolution.
January 3. 9:58 America, New York. Why do so many prices end with 99 cents? Firms arguably price at 99 ending prices because of left-digit bias, the tendency of consumers to perceive a $4.99 as much lower than a $5. Analysis of retail scanner data on 3,500 products sold by 25 U.S. chains provides robust support for this explanation.
New York Times Business.
January 3. 9:36 America, New York. S&P 500 rises in first session of 2023. Analysts are more cautious about 2023 after their overly optimistic forecasts for last year.
Global economy.
January 3, 8:48 America, New York. German inflation drops by more than expected to 9.6%. Sharp fall, helped by energy subsidies, provides some relief for ECB in its fight against price rises.
Daily FX Market News.
January 3, 8:30 America, New York. Euro update. USD may retest 105.00 on weaker than expected German inflation. German inflation fell for the second month in a row but still sits at uncomfortably high levels for all concerned.
BBC News Business.
January 3, 8:25 America, New York. Firms call for clarity over energy bill support. Gyms and hospitality firms say they need to know if they will get help from the government after March.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
January 3, 8 o'clock America, New York. Jeff Hummel on the post-war Southern economy. Last week, I posted on Jeff Hummel's article, U.S. Slavery and Economic Thought, in David R. Henderson, ed. The Concise Encyclopedia of Economics. Many commenters posted their thoughts on the article.
Global economy.
January 3, 7:43 America, New York. China banks, COVID will eclipse property woe this new year. Chinese authorities will expect big banks to support struggling enterprises with soft loans and outright rescues.
Daily FX Market News.
January 3, 7:30 America, New York. Crude oil forecast. WTI finding resistance but bullish momentum remains intact. The oil market will be subjected to the effects of constrained supply, meant to offset lower future demand from contracting global economies.
BBC News Business.
January 3, 7:03 America, New York. Cost of living payments, 3 installments totaling £900 confirmed. People receiving benefits and on a low income will receive the money in 3 installments.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
January 3, 5:30 America, New York. More bosses order workers back to the office. Vanguard Group, Paycom Software and others push staffers to return on required days, but some employees are pushing back.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
January 3, 5:30 America, New York. Exxon, Chevron focus on oil projects in the Americas. The two largest U.S. oil companies are pulling back on big international oil projects and concentrating on a handful of more lucrative assets closer to home.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
January 3, 5:30 America, New York. Tech layoffs are happening faster than at any time during the pandemic. Areas that were largely spared in 2020 are now among those with the largest numbers of job cuts.
New York Times Business.
January 3, 5 o'clock America, New York. Japan's business owners can't find successors. This man is giving his away. An owner's struggle in Japan's northern dairy region illuminates one of the potentially devastating economic impacts of an aging society. Hidekazu Yokoyama decided to give away a successful business because his children and employees weren't interested in running it.
Digital Finance, January 3rd, 5 o'clock America, New York. Carmen Wee's outlook for asset managers in 2023. Carmen Wee, CEO of Funds Association IMAS, tells how tech will matter to asset and wealth managers. The post Carmen Wee's outlook for asset managers in 2023 appeared first on Digital Finance.
New York Times Business,
January 3, 5 o'clock America, New York. Is a dam in rural Portugal a key to our alternative energy future? When the Portuguese electric power grid needs more electricity, a large multinational power company releases millions of gallons of water from a dammed reservoir.
Marginal Revolution,
January 3, 2:43 America, New York. What should I ask Glenn Lurie? I will be doing a conversation with him. So what should I ask? The post What Should I Ask Glenn Lurie? Appeared first on Marginal Revolution.
Marginal Revolution,
January 3, 027 America, New York. Retrospective look at rapid COVID testing. To be clear, I still favor rapid COVID tests, and I believe we were intolerably slow to get these underway. The benefits far exceed the costs, and did earlier on in the pandemic as well.
Finance and Economics,
January 2, 1540 America, New York. What the Great Reopening means for China and the world. This year's biggest economic event is already underway.
The Library of Economics and Liberty, January 2, 1425 America, New York, Ben McCallum Rip. As co-blogger Scott Sumner noted a little while ago, monetary economist Ben McCallum has died. He was 87. Ben wrote the article on monetarism for the second edition of the Concise Encyclopedia of Economy.